Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Do you think it is ever appropriate to warn human beings about the consequences of sin, either in this life or in the life to come? What would be your reaction to a sermon which warned of the dangers of beverage alcohol, of prescription drugs, of the so-called hard drugs, such as cocaine, LSD, heroin, and TCP, or angel dust? Would you support your preacher if he warned about tragedies associated with premarital sex, with adultery, and with homosexuality? Would you demand that he be fired, or at least be reprimanded if he told people? But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 21:8. Would you think that kind of preaching was too negative and would drive people away from the church? Warning about sin and its repercussions may not be the most pleasant aspect of preaching, but is it not necessary? The Apostle Paul used the beautiful little expression, "Christ in you, the hope of glory." He then said, "Whom we preach, warning every man." Colossians 1:27-28. Does every human being need warning? If they do not, why would Paul engage in the activity of warning every man? My friends, it does not make any difference who you are, how devoted to the cause of Christ we are, or how much we know. We need warning about indifference, about immorality, about neglect. Would elders of the Lord's church need to be warned concerning false teachers and about their own conduct? Paul said to the Ephesian elders, "Take heed unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember, that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn every one of you, night and day with tears." Acts 20:28-31. Can any preacher be faithful to God if he fails to warn when warning is in order? The Old Testament prophet Ezekiel shows the absolute need to warn God's people. God had made the prophet a watchman to the house of Israel. "Therefore," the Lord said, "hear the word of my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him not warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at your hand. Yet if you warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul." Ezekiel 3:17-19. Do you think the same principle applies to those who claim to speak for God in the Christian era? Can we neglect to warn the wicked and be guiltless before God? If you know of Paul's love for the Corinthians, you know he wanted to build them up in the faith, whatever that required. He mentioned how he had suffered for the cause of Christ and then added, "I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you." 1 Corinthians 4:14. Would you warn your child if he were in imminent danger? Members of the body of Christ are often in great danger. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.